Kindred spirits, in considering this proposal, please be mindful of the fact that 4 million people have died in Africa in the last 6 years due to the effects of conventional arms. 4 million dead in the last 6 years. That's like the whole of South London, or Yorkshire, or Yokohama, or Los Angeles, or Sydney, or Ireland, or Central African Republic, or Uruguay, dead in the last 6 years. 4 million dead. Yet incredibly, not one person has been prosecuted for supplying the weapons of their destruction and death. It's like legalized aiding, abetting, and facilitating mass slaughter. Dwight D. Eisenhower, General Commander of Allied Forces in World War II, and US President in 1952 and 1960, was quoted as saying, "Every gun, every warship, every tank, and every military aircraft built is, in the final analysis, theft from those who are hungry and are not fed, from those who are naked and are not clothed." This expresses part of the essence of ARC's, Arms Reduction Coalition's, campaign. The Arms Reduction Coalition is campaigning for the State of the United Nations, the UN, to agree and implement a legally binding instrument to reduce the amount of resources spent on arms by between 1 and 5% for a period of between 10 and 25 years, and to spend the resources saved on programs that benefit humanity and the Earth. This reasonable proposal is based on implementing Article 26 of the UN Charter, which the states of the UN have committed to promote the establishment and maintenance of international peace and security, with the least diversion for armaments of the world's human and economic resources. The value of the world's arms trade is currently over $850 billion per year, a 1% year-on-year reduction on the previous year's expenditure would make over $8 billion available in the first year. ARC is about resources. Reducing the amount of resources being spent by the states of the UN on things to kill people, and diverting those resources to positive, UN-based humanitarian and earthism programs, such as poverty reduction, sustainable development, protecting the vulnerable, peaceful resolution of conflict,